As somebody who joined this community during a pandemic, which is still ongoing, but as somebody who joined this community during a time when we could not be in person, I cannot tell you how much it means to me and how much joy it brings to me to be able to hear all of you in the sanctuary exchanging and just pleasantries and enjoying these deep relationships that have been built over so much time. It's incredible. So thank you all for being here. It's really, really wonderful. And for now, if you have any children with you in the sanctuary, or if you have any children watching online, we invite them to draw near for a special message prepared just for them. So this week, it was pretty hot, and I came inside, and I needed to cool down. I needed something refreshing, and I opened my fridge, and I had this, excuse me, this lovely bag of green grapes. They were juicy and wonderful, and they had that perfect grapiness that when you bite into them, they kind of resist for a second, and then they pop, and there's just so much juice and sugary goodness, and they were wonderful. And I was thinking about how good and refreshing a grape is, and it was great. And then yesterday, I went to go eat more grapes. I came home, and I was like, man, I really want some grapes. And I opened my fridge, and I checked my bag, and my green grapes weren't so green anymore. They had been in my fridge for a little while. I tend to be a person who I buy fruit, and maybe I don't eat as much of it as I imagine that I will when I'm shopping. And so my green grapes weren't quite as green anymore. They had turned a little bit brown, right? They weren't wonderful and juicy and ripe anymore. They didn't have that consistency when you bite into a grape that kind of resists and then pops with juice. Instead, they were mushy and not good. It got me thinking about something that Jesus says in the Bible. In John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he tells his disciples that if we stay connected to Jesus, if we remain connected to Jesus, then we're like a vine that hasn't been cut from a bush where the fruit stays ripe and juicy and moist like those grapes. But when you cut the grapes, even if you have a refrigerator, which is a wonderful 21st century technology I'm very grateful for, eventually, because they've been removed from the vine that gives them life, they start to die. They turn brown and gross, and they're no fun to eat anymore. And so Jesus tells us that as followers of Jesus, good morning, y'all. Super fun to see children running around. Love that. Jesus tells us as followers of Jesus, like if we stay connected to God, we're like those perfect green grapes that when we're around other people, we bring joy and refreshment and we can be like that sugary pop of goodness in their lives. And the way that we stay connected to Jesus is simple. It's doing things like we're doing today, like being in church with one another or praying when we need God's help. Or when we want to thank God for our family and our friends, or even simple acts of being nice or being kind to our neighbors or our friends or our parents. In doing those things, we stay connected to Jesus. And Jesus fills us with God's love so that we can be like those grapes, good and green. Well, you know, probably not green, but nourishing. And so, friends, let's pray and thank God for this connection that we have to God. And ask God to remind us to always stay connected, to be like those grapes, so that we can be refreshing and good in the lives of our friends and family. Gracious and loving God, we give you so much thanks for the opportunity to be here today. We thank you for delicious treats, like cold, tasty grapes on a hot summer day. For the way that eating those treats makes us feel, that it makes us not feel thirsty anymore. We get to enjoy the sugar. And we thank you that we get to be like that in the lives of our friends, and that our friends get to be like that in our lives. And so we ask this morning, God, that you can help us feel that connection to you so that we can be like those tasty green grapes in the fridge, bringing joy and refreshment to all of those around us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler Steele, I hope most of you are getting to know who he is and his important ministry here among us with youth ministry and also digital ministries, and grateful for his assistance in worship this morning.